You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, everyone. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. This is another day. This is another time, an opportunity that God has created and made for us to come together. Amen. By the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. I am so delighted. I'm glad in this brand new year. This is the week of the beginning. Hallelujah. Of the brand new year, 2026. Amen, that God has brought us over to, and I am rejoicing in it. I'm glad. I'm excited about you tuning in. You're listening. Praise God. I want you to know that God is good. I want you to know it's about time for your miracle. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you have already faced in the beginning of the year right now. And I want you to know God is still able to do a scene of all he think or acts. Listen, do me a favor. Wake up someone. Tell them, listen, turn on your radio. Come on, tell them to tune in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple broadcast. Amen. It's about time for your miracle. What station? I'm so excited. They be like, what station is on? WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. And the other station that you heard earlier. I want you to get there. I want you to get to this station. I want you to turn on. I want you to put on our Cypress audience. Tag, share. Let somebody know it's about time for your miracle. The enemy can't do nothing about it. The enemy can't stop it. Come on. I want you to know God is still in control. All you got to do is what? Give him praise. All you got to do is continue to give him praise. Don't complain. Continue to give him praise. Because God is getting ready to do exactly what he say he's going to do concerning you. Amen. Amen. I don't care what the enemy is doing again. I'm not here to glorify him. I'm just serving him notices. And no matter what you're trying to do, no matter what you're trying to throw in here already, I'm still what qualified. I still have a praise in me. I still have what God has done for me. I still owe him praise. I still owe him thanks. So you can't deter my praise. I'm going to continue to praise him as the word of God say, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. David said, I will do what? Bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall what? Continually be in my mouth. Oh, praise the name of our God. But let me tell you, let's go into a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time, God, that you allow us to come together by the way of the radio stations, by the way of Cypress audience, God. We thank you now, God. We ask you to touch each and every one on the other side of the Cypress audience, on the other side of the radio stations, God, now. We thank you now, God, that all things are made possible through you, Father. And we thank you for the strength of an ox, God. We thank you for the eye of an eagle, Father. We thank you, God, that we will, come on high, we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint, God. We thank you today because we know that you're able to do a seed of all. Above all, we thank or ask, Father, and we ask you to touch the sick and the shut-in right now. We ask you to touch those that are going through bereavement, our Father. Look on them, touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, give them strength as they go through this bereavement, God. Give them strength, Lord, as they come up out of this sickness, God. We thank you for your healing hand this year. We thank you for your healing hand that's always with us. Your providing hand that's always with us. Come on, your saving hand that's always with us. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you today, God. We believe you and we take it at your word. In Jesus' name, amen Amen. Amen. Again, this is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Praise God. I'm alive in the studio this morning. Praise our God. I want you to know God is always with you. I want you to know it's nothing that you're in that you can't come out of with God. Praise God. There may be some things you go into by yourself, but go, hallelujah, and you can't come out of it. But when you're in with God and God is in with you, oh, guess what? You got to come out. Guess what? Things are going to work out. Guess what? Things are working out because who he is, who he is, because who he is in your life and where he is in your life. Listen, we want you to get ready. Praise our God. Please keep the bereavement families in prayer. Those that are going through, amen, the Berry family. Come on, let's continue to keep them in prayer. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I know God can do it. He will see them through. He's going to see them through. Praise God. Keep them in prayer. Those that are going through bereavement hour, and I don't know, come on, that you know, let's pray for them. Praise God. Let's pray for the sick and shut in. We want to continue. And I just found out yesterday, we want to pray for Pastor Barbara Kimbrough right here in the city of Cocoa. Those of you that know her, hallelujah. Apostolic Church of Jesus. Amen. We want to pray for that church family. We want to pray for Pastor Barbara Kimbrough that she comes around a speedy recovery. Amen. Because the enemy can't do nothing that God, hallelujah, can undo. Hallelujah. God, we pray for Pastor Kimbrough that she come up out of this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we send the word to her right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in her hospital bed, hallelujah, in that hospital room, hallelujah, touch her, Father, and let your hand be shown, Father, over her life, your servant, Father. We thank you right now, hallelujah. We call peace in the midst of her body, and we command every organ of her body to line up right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and we pray for the body there, her local assembly where she pastors. We pray for that body right there, that God give them strength to be there by her side, to be there with her continually. Oh, God, as she go through this in Jesus' name. I just had to pause and pray for her. Praise God. Again, we want you to get excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. And any other sick that you know that I don't know, we pray for them as well. You pray for them as well. Listen, those of you that are in, get ready. Those of you that are in Tallahassee, Florida, Friday night, come on, beat me there. We're going to be at Dominion, City of Faith, hallelujah, oh, with Overseer Pastor Kendrick, hallelujah, McMillan, praise our God, first cousins, me and him are first cousins, hallelujah, my mother and his father, sisters and brothers, praise our God. So it makes us first cousins on my mother's side. We're going to be there in Tallahassee, Florida. I want you to get ready. I want you to overcome. I want you to come through. I want you to come over and come out. Oh, praise our God. It's going to be something Friday night, 7:30 in Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, God's going to do what he say he's going to do. We must hold on. We must hold on. Tallahassee, look out. Come on. Hallelujah. Look out. Oh, Alabama, look out. Come on. Those of you that's close by, meet me. Meet me there. And I'll see you in the move of God. Then come back. Get ready. Amen. For a phenomenal revival that is going to take place right here in the city of Titusville. Praise our God. Two nights only. I do a whole week, but it's going to be a whole week. But Prophetess Carissa Moses will be with us at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple for two nights. Oh, my God. The second week, which is coming up, the second week of February, we will be at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple for two nights. Praise our God. That Monday, that Tuesday, amen, we will be there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with our prophetess Carissa Moses coming from Alabama. Praise our God. Then it will continue. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock these two nights up here. Then hallelujah down in Melbourne. Hallelujah at Apostle Elizabeth Haywood Church Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue E. Hallelujah. She will be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm telling you, it's going to be something in the place. both areas. Don't miss this revival. Don't miss this clarion call revival, the first revival of the year. Praise God. It's going to be something again. Come over, come out, come through. Hallelujah. And get your miracle. Expect God to do something again. That will be with Prophetess Carissa Moses. Two nights up here with us at the Power of Faith, Monday, Tuesday. Praise God. 7 o'clock. It's going to do the whole week. Hallelujah. Then 3 nights down in Melbourne at Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Praise God. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's going to be something again. The address is, hallelujah, 1500 Florida Avenue E. Hallelujah. Miracle Healing Revival Deliverance Center. It will be there. Hallelujah. And we are looking for you to come over. Come out, come through, hallelujah, and experience a move of God. Praise God, because this is the year of the release for the saints, God, the triumph of God, the triumph over you. This is the release, praise our God, for you, no matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing. This is the year of the Lord's release, triumph over you, praise our God. Things are not going to be as the same. I believe this. There are things changing as we speak now for you. Why? Because the Creator. Why? Because the Master. Why? Because the Deliverer. Why? Because God is all over and He can do anything but fail. Praise God. God bless you, Evangelist Will. I tell you, God can do it. He will do it by a miracle if we trust Him. Listen, I want you to get ready, my friends. I want you to get excited about what God has done and what He's going to do for you in this year. This is the first clear whole week, hallelujah, beginning, praise our God, of the new year. I'm telling you, things has turned around. Things will turn around. If you hold out and you keep the faith, come on, don't let your faith be altered because of what you're going through. I preached about a message on yesterday, praise our God. You got to keep the sound. Keep the sound of praise. Come on around. Hallelujah. Because there's strange sounds coming. And it will be strange sounds coming from every area. From every area. But keep the sound of deliverance. Keep the sound of holiness. Keep the sound of your praise. Hallelujah. And then all these other signs. Sounds that's trying to come around. And will come around. But you got a sound. You got a sound of a praise. My praise has a sound. Hallelujah. My worship has a sound. Hallelujah. My life has a sound that these other sounds that trying to surround me, that overtake me. Hallelujah. Don't you know sometimes people hear say this, they be saying this. I hear something and it don't be nothing. It don't be nothing. Hallelujah. It be the enemy trying to bring a sound that you're not acquainted with. But I'm acquainted with the sound of praise. Come on. I'm acquainted with the sound of prayer. I'm acquainted with the sound of using the word of God. Come on, hallelujah. And we can't be sideswiped by a different sound, hallelujah, about a different belief. Come on, because the God that we serve, He's still able to do a sin above all we think or ask. I want to talk on the lines of God's word. You got God's word on this. Listen, you got God's word on this. Keep the sound of God's word before you and in your ear gates. You got God's word on this. Things will arise. Things will occur. Yes, hallelujah. Things will happen, but you got God's word on this. I ministered one time before with this subject. You got God's word on it. Hallelujah, because He said in His word. God said it, not man. Come on. Man did not say it. God said it. What did He say? Isaiah said He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. You got God's word on this year. Come on. Hallelujah. The sound. We got to keep the sound of God's word in our ear gates. We got to keep the sound of God's word, His written word. Hallelujah. Before our eyes, His word that's coming out of our mouth. We got to keep the sound. Hallelujah. Of a praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on here. Glory to God. Don't lose your sound. Keep the sound of your praise. Come on. No matter what you go through, you got God's word on this. And we want to talk about it because of the simple fact we preach from this several times. You probably heard people preach from it. Ministers and pastors preach from this several times. Yes, God is still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he is going to do. According to the word of God, we must take God at his word. Come on, we're taking everything else, but we got to do what? Take God at his word. Come on, heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but what? My word shall do what? Stand forevermore. You got God's word on this. Come on. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hey, glory to God. He said, but the Lord, here we go. Got God's word on this. But the Lord, who? The Lord shall do what? Deliver. Mm-mm. Good God Almighty. You got God's word on this. He said, the Lord shall deliver. He's not going to send nobody else to deliver you. He said, the Lord shall deliver. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You got God's word on this today. You got God's word on this today. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord shall deliver. God's word stands. Hallelujah. God's words take root. God's words take premonition. Hallelujah. God's words change and change every circumstance, every situation in your life. God's word overturns. God's words overturn. God's word overturn. And he overturned it. How do he overturn it? You say, Apostle, how do he overturn it? Praise God. He overturned it with his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sent his word. He sent his word. He sent his word. And he did what? Healed them. Come on, somebody. We got God's word on this year. You got God's word on this year. Praise our God. And you got to stand on the word of God. Standing. Therefore, having your lungs girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. And having the sword of the spirit. Come on here. Having a helmet of salvation. Come on here. You got God's word on this. Hallelujah. And you are what? An overcomer. Come on. I said it about her. You are what? An overcomer. Hallelujah. You come on. You're not a victim. Come on here. You victory. You got victory. Hallelujah. You overcome it. Come on. Because you got God's word on this. Hallelujah. You got God's word on this. Praise our God. I'm so excited about what God is going to do when you apply and keep the sound of the word. Don't let other sounds of distraction come. Come on. Hallelujah. You could be going down the road driving and you can hear a sound, but you don't see where it's coming from. But you hear a sound and it's just with your praise. You can ambush the enemy. Come on. You can ambush the enemy that's trying to come up against you with a sound of praise. Oh, it have been done. It's a known, proven fact. Come on here. Praise our God. You better ask Jehoshaphat. You better ask Jehoshaphat. Come on. Hallelujah. When they came up against Jehoshaphat, praise God. And we know it. When they came up against Jehoshaphat in the word, praise God. Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. Praise God. And he did. Hallelujah. He said, shall I pursue? And he pursued according to what the Lord said. And guess what? He told them. Praise God. After all, he told him, he said, point some singers. Come on here. Point some singers. Point some dancers. Come on. Hallelujah. See what's wrong now? The body of Christ don't lost their dance. Oh, it don't take all of that. The body of Christ, he pointed some. We got God's word on this. He pointed some, and they begin to go out. Praise God. And they begin to praise God. They begin to dance. Praise our God. And guess what? The enemy that was coming up against Jehoshaphat, praise God, the sound. Oh, the sound of praise, the sound of praise, the sound of his word coming back. Come on, take him back to his word. Let me get to where we're going. Hallelujah, because it'll be soon the time to go to the phone lines. Oh, God, to open up the phone lines. I'm telling you. Now, we got God's word on this according to the word of God. Hallelujah. He said, and he commanded, strain his disciples to go over to the other side. He commanded them to get in the ship. And he commanded to go over to the other side. I want you to know today. I want you to know right now. God's word is on this. What we're talking about. God, he commanded them. He told them to get in the ship and go to the other side. And when they got into the ship, praise God, to go to the other side, there come a noise. There rose a great storm. Oh, my God. There was a great storm there this year. I'm telling you, the first year, right? Monday, January the 5th. There, we're in it. There are going to be storms that's coming. And since we're here in the new year, but we got to remember, we got God's word. He said he told them, he strained them and told them to get into the ship and go over to the other side. Praise God. And when they got into the ship to go over to the other side, in the midst of, there came a storm. There came a storm. Hallelujah. But you got God's word on this. This year, you got God's word to release over your life. Come on. I don't care what it looks like. You got to walk in faith. You got to walk in the word. Come on here. Hallelujah. These are they. These are they that will overcome it. Hallelujah. By the word of their testimony and through the blood of the Lamb. Why? Because we got God's word on this situation. You got to fight the good fight of faith. Why? Because we got God's word on the situation. You're going to be faced with storms. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're not going to have storms. Come on. But storms, come on. The same way storms come and the same way storms will cease. Praise God. Don't get distracted by the sound of the storm. Oh, my God. That will occur. That has occurred. Come on. Something going through right now. We're not even in the year good. I want you to know you can't get distracted by what's going on. You can't get distracted because we, there you go. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come on. We walk by faith. You got to walk by the faith while we here. Because when we get to heaven, we ain't going to need faith. Come on. We're not going to even need the light, the sun, the moon. Because we're going to be there with the one that is the light. We're going to be with the one that we've been now walking by faith. But we're going to be with the one. Hallelujah. Come on. That's why we can't lose the sound. We can't lose the sound of praise. We can't lose the sound of using his word. Okay? He commanded them to go get in the ship. Go over to the other side. And in the midst of it, there arose a great storm. Hallelujah. See, the enemy, the waters was troubled. The enemy know that God have already given you a word. So what he does is he try to throw something in there with a sound, with fear, doubt, unbelief. But we must know that God has already given us his word on this. Come on, somebody. I've got God's word on this. And I have to do what? Walk there. I have to walk there in and walk by his word. I don't walk by the winds, the waves. Come on, the currents of life. I don't walk by the things that comes along with the wind. Hallelujah. There's debris that comes along with the wind. Hallelujah. Some winds are strong. We live here in the hurricane city. Florida is a hurricane city. Come on. Hallelujah. We're known for hurricanes and storms and all of this. Come on. Come on. But what we do is we get prepared, come on, for the storm. When it tells us it's coming, we get prepared for it. So what you got to do is keep the sound. You got to be prepared to give God praise, to give God thanks, and to bring it back into remembrance of his word. When you walking through a storm, because he gave you his word, let us go over to the other side. Hallelujah. And I'll meet you. I'll meet you. He said, go over and I'll meet you. God is going to meet us, but we can't lose the sound. We can't lose the sound of praise. We can't lose the sound of walking in holiness. We can't lose the sound and let fear, the sound of fear. Oh, here we go. The sound of fear grip us. The voice of fear torment us. The voice of fear, hallelujah, deter us and make us turn some other way. We must do what? Hold fast to what God said. Let us go over to the other side. God is with you in the midst of it. I'm preparing you for the rest of this year. God is with you. I don't care what you will go through with. I don't care what you will be faced. God is with you. Let us go over to the other side. There are going to be things occur. There are going to be situations that's out of your control. You didn't ask for it. But you must do what? Keep the sound of praise. You must keep the sound of thanks. Come on. You must keep the sound of his word surrounded by you to let the devil know. You cannot bring no other sound to try to alter me. Uh-oh. Because God have told me what? Let us do what? Go over to the other side. The wind, the waves is going to be coming. Yes, they are. Some going to be heavier than others. And we know in this Florida, we know we have hurricanes. Praise our God. Some start out just with wind. They start out with the winds. And then as time go on and it builds itself up. A category 2, category 3, category 4. But it builds itself up. And we must know this. In the spirit realm, you got to build yourself up for what is going to come. And how do you do? You do it through prayer. How do you do it? You do it through his word. Hallelujah. Building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, the book of Jude. Building up yourselves. Come on, because you're getting ready to go through. We will go over to the other side. And there will be storms. Yes, before you get there. The enemy is not going to let you get nothing easy. Excuse me. He's not going to let you get nothing easy when God has spoken it. But God has spoken. He said, let us go over to the other side. Now, in the midst of getting over to the other side, again, you can't go in fear because of the wind. You can't go in fear because of the ways, the current of life. You can't go to the other side. Come on here, dragging people that don't want to go with you to the other side. Come on, and telling you, you got this going on. How could two do what? Walk together, except they agree. Come on, so guess what? I've got God's word on this, and I've got to do what? Go over to the other side. No matter what comes in my life, no matter what comes in your life, you got God's word on this brother. You got God's word on this, my sister. You got God's word on this mother, father. Come on. Let us go over to the other side. Let us go over to the other side. And there rose a great storm in the tent in the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. And so that it covered the wind, the waves. It covered the boat that was in. This thing gonna try to overthrow you. This thing gonna try to overtake you. But because you got God's word on this, because God has put his approval on this, you got to come through, you got to come out, and you got to do what? Go over to the other side. Bless you. Happy New Year, Kent. Happy New Year to you. Praise God. You got God's word over you. You got God's word through you. You got God's word with you. Come on here. Hallelujah. And we got to do what? Go over to the other side. We don't came into a new year. Yes, but we got to finish it. Come on. We can't let whatever occur in our lives detour us. We can't what? Change the sound. Come on. We can't change the sound of what God has already spoken. We can't change his word. Hallelujah. We can't change our praise in the sound of our praise in the midst while we're trying to go over to where God told us to go. He said, go over to the other side. Hallelujah. There are going to be things again occur, but you got to keep the sound of praise in your mouth. You got to keep the sound of his word coming out your mouth. Come on here. Jesus said to Satan when he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, 40 days and 40 nights, praise God. After, praise God, he said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said, come on here. Here we go. Not losing the sound. Jesus said to Satan, hallelujah, man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that though it proceeded out the mouth of God. So you can't lose the sound of the word of God. Hallelujah. It has to proceed out your mouth while you yet trying to go over, while you yet going over to the other side. Come on. You got to keep the word ever before you. You got to keep the praise ever before you. Hallelujah. And it caused your praises cause the enemy to be ambushed. Hallelujah. And the word is like a sword of the spirit. It'll cut the way. It'll cut the way through there for you. Come on. You can't lose the sound because you got to do what? Go over to the other side. Hallelujah. Building up yourselves. That's on your most holy faith. That's right. Hallelujah. You got to build yourself up because we going over. Oh, we going over. Somebody said, well, we already come over. I'm talking about, wow, we yet just entered into the new year. But we going to finish strong. And I ain't going to finish weak. We gonna finish strong. Why? Because who? I got the word. I got the word. I got the rhema word. I got the donamus. I got the great I am. You got the peace, Prince of Peace in you. And you have to do what? Go over to the other side. Come on. No matter what it looks like, we're gonna go over to the other side. No matter what the enemy tries.